Prospera Place in Kelowna. Today we're with Cole Lind of the Rockets. Cole, we had an opportunity to talk a little bit. I want to go back to your days in Saskatchewan, Shaunavon, southwestern corner of the province. Tell me a little bit about your minor hockey days in rural Saskatchewan.
Yeah, no, it was obviously awesome for me. I had a lot of success for minor hockey. I think the program we had and the kids that we, all the athletes we had out of my corner of the province was really well, or good, and yeah, you know, our success was awesome. My Pee Wee team was actually the first team ever to win a provincial championship in Saskatchewan for Shaunavon. So, you know, that was awesome. I think that's what sort of kind of kicked off my hockey career, is when I started to take a little bit more serious after I won that.
Boy, that's interesting. I did want to ask you about your Bantam hockey. Of course, the Bantam draft, a fourth-round pick by the Rockets. Hey, do you remember the day? Did you have a sense that you were going to be drafted? What was that experience like when you heard your name called?
Yeah, no, actually, the night before, I was really sick. I don't know if it was more nerves or something, but I was pretty sick, and then I slept in and woke up and decided to go to school at about 11:30 that day, and then I got to my class, and then about 20 minutes into my class, I was picked, and it was really exciting. And then I went home for lunch and talked to all the Rockets and all the other media. And yeah, it was an exciting day. And you know, ever since, they treated me perfectly.
Of course, we talked about you being from Shaunavon, but a couple of good years in a real good midget league. You found yourself in Saskatoon with the Contacts. You know, just a couple thoughts on how come you wanted to kind of relocate, and sounds like a pretty good experience with that organization.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it was kind of between them and the Legionnaires. Obviously, Swift Current's a lot closer, so that was a big choice of mine, to either move out and go on my own or else stay near home. But, yeah, with the success of the Contacts and all that, you know, it was pretty hard to say no to them. They treated me perfect. I lived with a great Billet family, and they cooked every meal perfectly, and you know, we had a lot of fun when I was in Saskatoon, for sure.
When I look around Western Hockey League rosters these days, there are a lot of players from that Contacts group that you played with for a couple of years. Can you maybe comment on a couple of them? We got Garrett Pilon in Kamloops, Jordan Borsmeyer, who is here with you now with the Giants. There's a handful of guys that are you know, having a pretty good go of it in the Western Hockey League.
Yeah, exactly. Like Garrett, he's a big pick of the Capitals in the third round last year. I think lots of that came from his success with the Contacts. I think that's where he started to grow a lot. But, yeah, there's so many guys like Jordan. I've been best friends with him growing up. And then even, like, guys like Rourke Charche, Rodney Seldom, and now even having Reid Gardner back, he actually played for the Contacts too. So, you know, it's a small world for sure, and all these guys have grown up and are having great careers.
Kelowna hockey fans are going to miss you guys this week. You're heading to Victoria for a double dip, but there's a real good midget hockey tournament here, Kelowna Major Midget Invitational. You had some experience of that event playing with the Contacts 2 years.
Yeah, no, came out here, and, you know, the tournament was awesome. We fell just short when I came out here. We lost in the semifinals in a long-fought battle in a shootout, so, you know, this tournament's great, and I think it shows a lot of talent for sure, and I think lots of guys have a ton of skill and whatnot to show to all the scouts at this tournament.
Yeah, I think if I'm not mistaken, that might have been a team out of Lethbridge, that shootout, and they went on to win the tournament, I think. So I guess consolation that you lost to the eventual champions. The Western Hockey League, you had a good rookie year. You know, pretty good offensive production. One thing that stands out to me is you played 70 games, so pretty durable. That's a heck of a change, isn't it? It's a busy schedule, a 72-game regular season.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's busy. You know, it was full ups and downs for me, for sure. I was getting lots of chances the first half of the year and creating a lot of offense, but, you know, things started to slow down. I think that's something I learned from this year is consistency. You know, you got to come with the same attitude every night. Like, you want to win games and do whatever it takes to help your team win games.
So a thought then, this year you're going better than a point a game clip, about 49 points in 41 games, I believe. So, you know, certainly you've been able to find a way to capitalize on those chances. Is it a matter of maybe just more opportunity as a second-year guy? What are the things that really seem to have contributed to your confidence?
Yeah, no, opportunities are a huge part of it. I think playing all situations right now, even the penalty kill, so that's awesome. But, you know, I can't thank my line mates enough. Guys like Dylan Dubé and Thomas Tuchel, those guys were gone to World Juniors, obviously, and they definitely are supposed to be there. They're really good players, and they we create a lot of room for each other, and it makes them look really well, and I think, we play really well together, I think.
A couple more questions I want to ask you about a lot of trade activity league-wide. Some of your friends involved, certainly the organization here has added some pieces. What's it like for a young guy after the Christmas break with that trade deadline looming? What are some of the emotions, some of the things that kind of go through your mind?
Yeah, I know that's something obviously always in the back of your mind, getting traded. It sucks. We're in a beautiful city out here in Kelowna. I don't think anyone really wants to leave this organization, but, it's a business also inside the game. So, stuff like that, it's tough to let go of the old guys, but to bring new guys in, it's exciting, meet new players. And, I think we got a really good team out of these couple trades that we made, and I think we can go a long ways.
Last question here. You've done the kinds of things that capture the attention of the scouting fraternity here, and you're on the radar. It's a draft year, and people have started to pay attention to Cole Lind, your exploits, your skill set. How do you feel about being a guy that is in that conversation? A draft year is a big deal.
Yeah, no, it's really exciting. I think that's something I always keep in the back of my mind. The draft in June is going to be exciting. Whether I go or not is up to them, but that's the thing. Just play your game, and hopefully the scouts notice you and get you on the radar. And so far, it's worked. I'm going to Quebec City at the end of January, so that should be really cool. But it's an exciting time of year for sure.
Good. Best of luck at the Top Prospects game, Cole. Thanks for doing this.
All right. Thank you.